At the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Seminar, I'm visiting with Dr. Andres Perez. First of all, tell me what you do and where you're from.
I'm a vet. I'm an epidemiologist originally from Argentina, and I work as a director of the Center for Animal Disease Modeling and Surveillance at the University of California in Davis.
Well, at this seminar, we're, I guess, 4 years now into holding this annually. You've got a topic on disease bioportal. That term right there, I thought was very interesting. Maybe you could just tell us what that means, first of all.
Yeah, sure. The intention of the system is to support control of diseases by integrating a number of epidemiological tools that may be applied in near real time to support the decision-making process. Our intention is to combine sources of information that come in from laboratories, producers, farmers, integrate everything into one single place that can be used by veterinarians and practitioners and project directors to improve the process of making decisions to control disease.
Well, looking at PERS, what are some of the things that you're doing right now or the kinds of analytical tools that fall into this area?
Well, one of the challenges that we have is to identify or to be able to tell what's a new introduction of a virus. Then we can make a distinction between outbreaks that are coming from circulation of the virus within the farm versus a new introduction, because that will tell us what would be the measures or the management practice that may be changed or improved in order to prevent either a new introduction or circulation of the virus. They correspond to different failures, if I may, in the prevention system. So if we can tell that, then it will help us to improve our decisions. Another thing would be to use this real-time information to come up with a sort of early warning system that may prevent us and be a sort of a dynamic risk assessment that will tell farmers that there was an increase in the risk of suffering an outbreak, and then they can take actions before they actually suffer the outbreak in order to prevent that introduction.
Are you conducting this are these types of tools now being used either in a control project or maybe a trial or test?
Yeah, we started working with Boehringer and the PERS group, the PERS control group, 2 years ago, and we are developing prototypes right now. And the idea would be to scale it up to include initially some progressive control programs, and then later on statewide or even nationwide. And we have some experiences in other countries and other diseases. We have been working with foot and mouth disease mostly in a number of countries, and more recently with avian influenza in Europe, demonstrating how the decision-making process may be improved by the use of these techniques.
So would this be something that you would implement in just a small area, or ultimately would this be a kind of a system, this type of bioportal that could include, you know, a much broader area?
Both things. I would say it would start a small area project because you need certain privileges to access the information. So we need agreement from the farmers and producers and practitioners in a small region in order to be able to share that information. But then you can start by basically the model, I would think, is that you have these small projects, and then you have to start combining these small projects to come up with a statewide or nationwide program. So that would be basically a model. We start small and then keep growing gradually.
How about from a cost standpoint to implement this?
Well, in terms of diagnostic and supporting the decision-making process, this is... it's probably, I would say, it's less than 1% of the production costs. And if you compare that to the benefit of preventing an epidemic or a new incursion, then it's definitely cost-effective. The way we look at this would be like having an added value to the submission of a sample to the lab. So one of the mechanisms that we are exploring to financially support this system would be to incorporate this to the lab costs, and then will be an added value for the labs that may be used by the producers. Then the producers will see the benefit of submitting samples to the lab, so it's basically a win-win situation.
Is the type of work you're doing something that is there public availability to kind of get information about what you're doing?
Yeah, we have two sections in our system. One is the public domain, where people can access freely access the information that is public. And then we have the private domain that is restricted to certain privileges and certain actions. So, for example, if we incorporate farm locations or movement or any type of information that is confidential, well, that's subject to certain agreements that we sign. So nobody can actually access those data except those that have the privilege to do so. But on the other hand, we have certain public data and information that may be accessed by anyone. Like, for example, and it's basically non-sensitive information, like, you know, outbreaks that have been reported to the government or to international organizations, where you can get that information from our site.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dr. Andres Perez, one of our presenters here at the BI PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.